got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Excuse me. Welcome to the show. Good morning. I hope you had an amazing weekend. They tend to go by really fast. I don't know why, but they do. And today is April 8th already. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Very, very interesting biblical question this week. Very, Mama Mia, brand new biblical question. Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Amazing question. Why do you do that? It's for you to think about what you're doing. And yesterday in the fellowship, we dealt with the last week biblical question. Not a lot. I had more to say about it, but due to the time, I didn't say a lot. And last week biblical question was what connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? And the one simple answer to that is your thoughts. Your thoughts connect you with the physical world. Outside of you, your thoughts goes out into the world, from inside of you to outside. And also, psychologically, it connects you in your inner world. The thoughts do. Isn't that amazing? Get rid of the thoughts. Overcome the thoughts. You will overcome the world. Because you're always thinking about this and thinking about that and thinking about something and thinking about the past, thinking about the future, or thinking about what might happen or what has happened. From within, you're thinking about that. So it connects you with the outer world. And in the world, the psychological mind, it connects you with that too, thoughts. It's amazing that the one thing that we all, the human beings, make so important is our worst enemy, which are thoughts. Just think about it. You can't have feelings unless you have thoughts first, so-called good or bad. You can't even get angry if you don't have the thought first. You can never consider or think about a past or future if you don't have the thoughts first. I hear some people say that they were traumatized and they're gonna be traumatized all their lives, their whole life. Isn't that crazy? But I understand it. But they're going to be traumatized their whole life, meaning that that's all they will ever think about, what happened to them. And then in thinking, it's going to bring the feelings, the so-called traumatized feeling, and they're going to think they're reliving it because they have the feeling that go with the thought and the thoughts go with the feeling. And they're going to think they're reliving it, but it's just a thought. It's not even real. They are reliving something that doesn't exist anymore. Only in the thoughts. They are reliving something that does not exist anymore. Isn't that crazy? A whole lifetime. And then they go to the counselor, the psychiatrist, the so-called expert, and they remind them all the time to live it, relive it, relive it, relive it, relive it, relive it. And then they get their medication. And you're stuck now. You're definitely going to be in it all your life. Your thoughts connect you to the world, the psychological world inside of you, and the physical world outside of you. And if you want to overcome it, because God said, be in it, but not of it. You can't make, it's not enough to just say, oh, I'm in the world, but not of it. Amazing. The one thing that destroys us as human beings has become the most important thing, and that's thoughts. And you can't make yourself overcome the world by just saying, you know how the Christian, they read in the word in the Bible, it says to overcome the world, and they're like, "Oh, I'm in the world, but not of it." They're totally locked in to the world. It's not something you can say you're not, and so it's something you have to overcome by overcoming thoughts, because once you overcome the thoughts, you're going to overcome the feelings, you're going to overcome the connection with the world. You're not going to think about those things anymore. Amazing, amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, some of you are busy, you'll be watching the cliffs today. So you might not, you may be traveling or whatever, right? So you might not have time to sit and watch the show. You're going to podcast later. But you don't have time to sit and watch it. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening while doing whatever you're doing, on your way to look at the clips or whatever. Or you're on another plane that is falling to pieces in the sky, or as it's about to take off. Amazing, huh? You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. And remember, if you go to look out at the eclipse, unless, don't look up. Unless you have, they say those special glasses things supposed to protect your eye. That's what's being reported. I don't know.
What the?
But don't look up. My producer and I was talking about the eclipse this morning, Sean, because he believed that the earth is flat.
Come on, man.
And so I'm like, okay, now that the moon and the sun, the moon going to cover up the sun going around it, if the earth is flat, how is it going to go around it? And he showed me what he thought to be true. I understand. Anyway, it's Monday. And for those who might be new to the show, there's a line open if you want to jump in there. 888-77-5373. 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. every Monday, for those who might not be aware, we have Monday for females. We take all calls, though. But when the females call, come in, we deal with them right away. So today is Monday, and we deal with all calls. It is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yep. Amazing. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, and a lot of people have been saying it, that the public schools are no good, and that I've been saying that any parent that send their children to a public school today doesn't love their children. They have no love for the children at all, because the mother can stay, especially if married, the mother can stay home and raise the man's children and educate the children at home. There are other ways out, but they don't love their children. And in knowing what's happening at the public school, because they're on an ego, the parents on an ego trip, trying to be equal and all that mess, they just don't care about the children. And the public schools are going crazy. But it doesn't matter, because the parents want to go and get ego feeling, feel good. And so they just sacrifice the children anyway. And especially the white parents, and I guess the Asian parents, but especially the white parents. I never imagined that, and a lot of things I imagine, but I never imagined that one day white parents would demonstrate the lack of love for their children by sacrificing them to babies, baby care, daycare, and the public schools. And then they know, it's not like it's not known, but the white parents know that there is an attack, not only on the white adults, but on their children. And they don't care. Long as the mother can go and pretend she's equal to the father, the hell with what's happening to the white children. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's crazy. It is, there's no love. When I say nobody love nobody, nobody love nobody, I mean that. It's so true. It is so true. It's all about self, and that's because they have not overcome the ego self, the false self. Nobody, husbands don't love wives, wives don't love husbands, mothers don't love children, her own children, and they lie all the time and say how much they love them, and they be lying. And they lie about it so they can feel good about it in order to look good in somebody else's eyes, so that they think that, oh, she's such a good mother. She's a liar. She's not. If she was a good mother, no such thing, by the way. If she was a good mother, then she would not be sacrificing the man's children to the schools and places out there. And it's known in our country today that white kids and Asian kids are smarter than any other kids. They, like, lead the way in smartness, right? And so in some of these schools, they have built, they have special classes for smart and gifted children. And in the beginning, when they started, everybody was fine with it. They were fine with it because it made sense. Why leave the smart kids in class with dumb kids and hold them back just because the other kids are dumb? And the parents don't care. The parents don't put time in helping the kids do homework and stuff like that. Why make your kids suffer with them? So they created gifted classes, smart classes. But now that you're letting the blacks take over, they'll say, oh, that's too many. There are too many Asian and white kids in the smart classes. There are too many smart kids in the gifted classes. And so you're making the black kids and the Mexican kids look bad, especially black kids. I almost don't want to include the Mexican kid with the black kid. But black and brown. And so the blacks that are taking over saying there are too many smart white kids and Asian kids in these gifted classes, so we got to cut it out because it makes the black and dumb kids look, make the black kids look dumb over there by themselves, and they're still over there fighting and ain't doing nothing. So they ending, in some places, they're ending the gifted classes. According to the Daily Mail, Seattle has shuttered its gifted and talented program because the school board determined they had too many white and Asian students. Watch this from Fox.
Starting this fall, all neighborhood schools in Seattle will have to incorporate gifted students into their classrooms. Typically, many of these highly capable students are either separated into different schools or what's known as cohorts, where they're kept together so teachers can focus on their advanced needs. But Seattle Public Schools is getting rid of the cohort model in the name of equity.
Historically, it boils down to highly capable cohorts having more white and Asian students and other races underrepresented. Their website says gifted students will not be separated and will start going to their neighborhood schools in order to address, quote, historical inequity.
Teachers in the district will now be required to come up with individualized learning programs for all of their students, leaving some parents of students already in this advanced program arguing that their kids will now be held back by the concentration of lower learning students.
Wow. You would think that the blacks would not want that to happen. The black would say, no, don't do that. You're making us look stupid now. You were, because now you're saying we are not smart and you want to get rid of the smart kids school and put them in with us because we're just not capable. You would think they wouldn't want that to happen, but they don't care. And watch how the white parents and the Asian parents are going to, I don't know if the Asians going to do it, but the white parents going to send their children to the dumb classes now. Because that means the white mother has to stay home or find some good private school to put them in. They don't have time for that. They got to go out and build their ego. So let the kids get beat up, the white kids get beat up. Let them be dumbed down. Let them be attacked. Put them in with the blacks. Just throw them in there. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And look like, if I would recommend that the blacks pull away from the black mentality and the crowd mentality on going along with those blacks who feel that way and say no. You know, I'm going to earn it myself. If not, fine, but I don't want to do this. You got to start being individuals, black. You got to do what you want, but I would recommend you just be you. Be yourself. And stop going along with the crowd trying to prove something. The crowd is always wrong. There's not one time the crowd is right. Always wrong. Why not be an individual? The way the blacks were in the good old days before the so-called civil rights movement. Why not just say, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm pulling out. It's like pulling it away from the plantation of the Democratic Party. Some blacks are saying, you know what, nope, I'm done. But those blacks who identify with the party or identify with the color or identify with affirmative actions, they'll stand, and you're going to love them. Not all, but most teachers really do feel this way. Watch this from TikTok.
Expectations, but you guys always want to push it. You privileged white boys always just want to push it to the end. No, knock it off, Trayton. Knock it off.
That's allegedly a teacher yelling at the white kids. You privileged white kids. You privileged white boys. And they laughing at her. Let me see that again from TikTok. Oh, we can't play it again, huh? We can? Okay. So this is from TikTok, and this is a what appears to be a white teacher calling the white kids privileged white kids, and they're laughing at her. And she's white. She appears to be white and fat. Watch this.
Expectations, but you guys always want to push it. You privileged white boys always just want to push it to the end. No, knock it off, Trayton. Knock it off.
I love that, how they did her. What is saying? And yet the parents might hear about that, and they're going to send the kids right back to her. Because that means if they don't send them back to her, then the mother got to stay home. And if the mother stay home and raise the man's children, educate them at home, how will she prove she's equal to the man? What would happen to her ego? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I'm serious too. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to be sensational. I'm not trying to get a reaction. But I just never thought a whole bunch of stuff that's happened in my country, I never imagined. But I never imagined that one day white people would be so afraid. Would have so much fear. It's just something you don't think about. I just never imagined that. To the point that they let their children get beat up by the color people. By the black. These white kids are getting brutalized by the blacks. And there's like more than one kid jumping on the white kid and just beating them. But the mother and the father don't care. They send them right back the next day. Oh, you got to prove you're not a racist. So go back to school and get your butt kicked again. And you better pray you come out alive. I just never thought white people would become cowardly people. Look what it took to build America by the whites. They have curves back then. That's gone now. According to VladTV.com, Miss Brown, a Detroit teacher who also goes by the rap name Drippin' Honey. Miss Brown, a Detroit teacher who also goes by the rap name Drippin' Honey, explained that a parent of one of her students was unhappy about her song Drippin' 101. Her music video from Drippin' 101 featured her own students. Watch this from Drippin' Honey. Amazing. And you think it's racism that's holding the blacks back? It's that. And you want to get rid of your smart white children and Asian children and put them in with that? According to this report, allegedly, that's a teacher making a Dripping Honey video with the students. They are black. And if you complain about it, say something about it, especially if you're white, they'll call you racist. And so the white doesn't say anything. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want you all to know, prior to the civil rights movement, it wasn't this way for the blacks nor for the whites. It just wasn't. And the civil rights movement screwed up everything. It was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion. And speaking of abortion, the great white hope, Donald Trump, put out a video this morning, according to some reports, on his site, Truth Social. They're saying that he's going to let the state decide what to do about abortion. It's a state's right. Amazing! And so he's going to let them decide which is the right way to go. Because the Democrats are trying to trick him. They're trying to really push abortion so that they can get more votes, they think. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. You are your own world. You can either continue to live in your insane world inside of you, which would cause you to live in an insane world outside of you. You'll be in it, of it, and of it, and it. Or you can live free. You really, really can. It's up to you. Teresa is out of Texas. Teresa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Teresa.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
How do you look at a thought?
You know how sometimes you get thoughts about the so-called past, things that you have said or done, and some of those things appear to be good things and some appear to be bad?
Yes.
When you can see those thoughts, when you see yourself thinking about the past, which doesn't exist, but you're thinking about an illusion, right? That's how you see the thoughts, when you're thinking about something like that. Or you're thinking about the future. What would my future be like? Where am I going to go for the future? When you see yourself thinking those things, you're looking at thoughts.
But just don't ponder on them?
You know, all you do is just watch them. You want to be sure to watch them, observe them. Don't run away from them. Some of them are going to be shocking, meaning that they're going to bring fear on you or sadness or whatever. But
right. But
whatever happened, you practice staying present, watching them, so that they will have to leave you.
Okay.
And eventually there will be no more thinking.
But once you go present, they just like disappear anyway, right?
Right. Once you become aware of them, they disappear because the light is shining on the darkness and the darkness cannot perceive the light. So it has to leave you and go make a home in another human being.
So, like whenever I forgave my mom and my dad, like, those bad thoughts, they don't come like they used to.
Right. Hold on, Teresa. Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. So today is that little eclipse thing happening, and I'm being told by Hassan, I don't know if it's true or not, that some of the Christians think that this is the day of the rapture or something like that, right?
Yeah, like, they think it's got something to do with Revelations and, you know, that it, yeah, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff happening today.
And so are they waiting outside so they can be taken up?
get ready to be beamed up.
But we had the eclipse happen before. Ain't nobody go up.
That's true. That don't stop them from... the imagination.
Well, where you hear that?
I'll show you at the break. There's some videos.
Wow. The Christian can't get into Dharma, huh? Christian, this ain't no rapture day. When the moon reached the seventh high and Jupiter. It's been happening a long time. I remember as a kid, they used to do this stuff. Ain't nobody went up yet. Stop waiting for something that has already happened.
What the?
Anyway, for personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, whatever, encouragements, go to Cameo, personal shout-outs. I do them for you. Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time to 11. 9 to 11, then Joel Friday TV. He'll be like, at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, and then the American Anchor Baby. All right? Let me go back to Teresa out of Texas. Teresa, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I think we were talking about, I mentioned that once I forgave, I started forgetting about all those thoughts didn't come like they did before I forgave.
Absolutely. To forgive means to forget. When you truly forget. Yeah, absolutely. When you forgive at heart, you realize you're wrong for being angry. Anger is hatred. Hatred is judging, right? When you truly forgive, you do forget. Because it's just all in the mind. It doesn't exist anywhere else in your body except the mind. It's just a thought. And Satan used those thoughts because your thoughts are not your own and they're not of God. They're of evil. And evil lives in the imagination and the emotions. And evil wants to control you It wants you to react. It wants you to be noisy. It wants you to react so it can live, continue to make a home in you.
I sure wish I would have known this, and I wouldn't have had to go to all them psychiatrists and psychologists. Because they did keep me in that space where I was constantly bringing that up, thinking about it, crying, worrying about it, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, boom, once I got the part about forgiveness and everything like that, I was like, it was all women that was up my psychiatrist.
See that? Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Whether it's your mama, your friend, female friends, and psychologist, the so-called expert, every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it.
Amen.
But, I've said over, intellectual people are dumb. They have no common sense. They have no insight at all. They only have the intellect, and the intellect is evil. The intellect is of the devil. And in our country today, the intellect is pushed. They tell you to be intellectual. You got to be intellectual because they want to keep you in the hell that they're in.
Yep.
And so just watch those. All you have to do is watch them. And the fear that you're going to feel at times, that whatever you feel, it's not you feeling it. You feel it in your physical body, but you're not your body, right? You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. So you're going to feel it in the body, but it's the devil. It's the evil spirits, more than one, all these false identities. It's the evil spirits that is reacting to the light inside you. And it's acting out. It has fear. It's scared. It want to activate you to overreact. It's not you, so don't call it you, but just watch it acting out, and it will have to leave you.
Right.
Don't call it you. Don't give it another identity. Don't give it a name.
That's what I've been working on, is by not saying, you know, like not trying to identify with them, because I've done it for so long.
Yes. And that's what keep all of us, all human beings on this planet, that's what keep them in hell. They identify with it, and then they go outside of themselves around others who identify with spirits, giving them fancy names, and they identify with spirit. They join forces, and now everybody's in hell. But you're not those things. You got to die from all identities. I was thinking over the weekend, reflecting about another form of identity. You know how you have all these different groups and clubs? You have the abortion people, pro-abortion, then you have the anti-abortion, then you have the black female groups, then you have the male groups, and then you have the elitist group, and you have the dumb group, you have all these groups. And all these groups include the government against other governments, and they are all on the ego trip, and they go to war against one another, fighting for their own identity, for what they believe is their identity. They have a right to be anti-abortion, and they're going to beat you down if you don't agree with it. They have a right to be pro-abortion, and they're going to beat you down if you don't agree with it. They have a right to this and a right to that, and all you have is hell fighting hell. Because everybody is fighting over their false belief. That's right. Why you cannot identify with anyone or anything. It's going to keep you in hell. It's just another false identity. You can know that. I wouldn't want to do abortion. I wouldn't want to support abortion. But if somebody else want to do it, go ahead. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. That's your life. If you want to live in hell by doing abortion, you do them. Stay in hell. God leave you in hell. You know when you cry real hard, Lord, save me, and the Lord don't save you, and you be crying. Remember those days, Teresa?
You want to say, there's no God.
Right. You like, you pray real hard. God, save me. Help me. Save my children. Do this and do that. And he up there just looking at you, crying and carrying on. And he's like, what's up? And he's like, why don't you just get up and live? Why you got to be carrying on like that? And you out there worshiping the devil, calling him God. The devil love it when you cry.
Yeah, there's been times when I've, like, gone through that, and then I see that it didn't end up being as bad as I made it seem in my head, or the devil made it seem in my head.
Yes.
And I'm like, why did I go through all that?
This ego drama. You love the pain of crying about it. Poor me. I'm getting my feelings hurt, my reputation destroyed, my family this and this. Everything's about me. And so I'm just crying and feeling good. And crying over is another thrill. And then if somebody come around and see you crying over it, you're going to cry louder. Or you sit up in church and you start crying, and someone pat you on the back. Oh, that's okay, baby. You're really going to boo-hoo then. It's all ego. What a mess.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I want to encourage you, when those thoughts do appear, watch them. Don't turn away from them. Don't turn on the TV. Don't do that, but watch it. See it all the way through. Go through the hell so you can reach heaven. And you're going to see it was never you.
Okay.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-77-53-773. Let me go to Jenny, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Jenny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I'm a new fan.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say that I used to be a public school teacher, and I was one of those horrible feminist teachers that you were talking about when you were playing the TikToks.
Right.
I was in Chicago public schools, and I used to indoctrinate the kids, and I'm not a feminist anymore, and I'm not a liberal anymore, and I quit the public school system and staying home being a homemaker now.
Right on.
So you're right about the public school system. I would never recommend anybody send their kids there. It's violent. It's the teachers are indoctrinating the kids, and I regret that whole life now.
If you can think of something, can you give me an example of how you would indoctrinate them?
I would tell them that we need to, white people are racist, that the patriarchy is controlling everything, and that men were bad. I would tell them God doesn't exist.
That God doesn't exist?
Yeah, I used to be a hardcore atheist. I'm a Christian now.
And are you white?
Yes.
And so were you talking to mostly white kids or all mixed?
One school was almost all black kids, and then another school I worked at was almost all Hispanic kids. I didn't really have many white kids in Chicago.
Oh, okay. And so I understand it too, when we're wrong, we don't know we're wrong until we start to examine ourselves. But when you were doing that as a white woman, you believe that what you were saying was true?
I got indoctrinated in college, and I became a Marxist and an atheist. I got brainwashed in college. So I believed I was doing the right thing at the time, but I didn't realize, now I realize Satan was my daddy.
Yeah, that's right. And so you went to college not with that mindset, but while you were there, they indoctrinated you.
Yeah, they told me I was racist. They told me all white people were racist. All my professors were communists. They're all atheists. And I got completely brainwashed.
Did you try to resist the brainwashing when you first heard it?
I think I was I kind of thought my professors were so smart, and I don't think I resisted that much, honestly.
Well,
it's embarrassing.
No, I understand. We've all been there. Everyone who has anger is brainwashed. It's easy to brainwash an angry person. You can't brainwash. You cannot brainwash a person who is not angry. You can only brainwash an angry person. So that's why it happened. But let me ask. And so what happened to change your mind for you to bring you back to common sense?
Well, in 2020, when the so-called pandemic happened, I noticed that people were getting arrested for protesting the lockdowns. And then when George Floyd got killed or whatever, died of an overdose, I noticed that it was all of a sudden that all the doctors were saying racism is a bigger pandemic and it's okay for all these people to go protest George Floyd, even though people were getting arrested for protesting the lockdowns. Now it's okay to protest George Floyd. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So then I started digging into what was going on, and I realized the whole pandemic was a scam. And then I just started getting red-pilled and became conservative and realized I was lied to.
Yeah, that's what happens when
about a year later, I started believing in God again.
That's what happens when we examine ourselves. Well, that's what happened to me. I started to question things. Because I wasn't brainwashed down in Alabama growing up on the plantation. It happened when I moved to L.A. and I started listening to Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and all those people and some of the black preachers. I became brainwashed then, but it didn't change back to normal until I started to question things like, well, if white people are holding me back because I'm black, why is it that they are not holding Louis Farrakhan and his family, Jesse Jackson and his family, all these people, the preachers, all these people who preaching this crap? They were living high on the hog. Their kids were going to the best school. They got the best jobs. And it wasn't until I started to question that I was able to see. So was it painful to realize that you were wrong? That you have been lied to? Was it painful to realize that?
Yeah, it was extremely painful, and I lost all my friends, and I lost all my family, and when they found out I voted for Trump in 2020, my whole family just completely disowned me, and I lost all my friends, and very painful.
I want you to know that happened because our family, our blood families are not really our families. Those who have truly been born again of the heart, not those who just went down to the church and accepted Jesus and all the crap, but those who have been truly born again spiritually are our true family, not those of the blood. That's why they can turn against you. And then so-called friends is just a word. It's not even real. And so you're really overcoming the illusion, so you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
What other quick question? When you were a white teacher in black and Hispanic school, were you afraid for your life?
Sometimes, yeah. There were times I definitely was. Yeah. I was in some very dangerous schools.
And now you're out of them, right?
Yes.
Amazing, Jenny. Thank you. Amazing, amazing, amazing. God bless you and stay with it. It's just going to get better for you, all right?
Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Amazing. Bye. Bye now. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. There is one line open. You can get Jenny line there. 888-7753-773.
Epstein's ghost gave
us. Your mic is not on.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I just can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I hear you out there, but I don't hear you in my head.
Again, Epstein's ghost gave a super chat. I am remiss in not reading it on Friday.
Missed it?
Right.
Amazing.
He said, Joel Eblatt.
Eblatt.
Nice. Amir donated on Cash App saying thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Epstein ghost, as well.
Yeah. Oshkosh gave a couple of Cash App donations to Bond JLP. I ordered Alpha Jerky in March, never got it. And then he says, oh, it was February. They know I'm alpha already. Strong arm emoji.
Amazing.
Don't worry, man. You will get it eventually. I ordered mine in end of November, and it shipped in early January. So it just takes several weeks to ship.
Amazing. Thank you. Alpha Jerky.
But shout out to them. Jake Hudson. Thank you, Oshkosh, by the way, for the two Cash App donations.
Thank you.
Jake.
Yeah, thank you, Oshkosh.
Jake Hudson.
Oh, yeah, that's it now.
Okay. Nice. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
American Anchorman coming through.
He's a genius.
I know.
Amazing.
A child progeny.
Energy given to him by God.
Nice.
Amazing.
Jake donated on during the Fallen State stream on Rumble, saying, Jesse is awesome.
Thank you. And thanks for the support as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Not a victim, bought a coffee, no message.
Thank you.
Someone bought four coffees. Hey, Jesse, in the Bible it says, don't say God's name in vain. I didn't understand that. Can you tell me, like, how or in what situation you shouldn't use God's name?
I don't know offhand. Let me smoke on it. Thank you.
I think of it, can I put it in my two cents?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think of it as like calling yourself Christian because you're taking on God's name and then not living it. I think of that as using God's name in vain.
I have been told that all my life.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm starting to see, he has allowed me to see for myself, a lot of things I've been told are not true.
Oh, you were told what I speculated?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was always told, not by my parents, but by other people, saying God or, oh, Jesus, oh, stuff like that.
Saying God what?
Oh, God. Oh,
my
God.
I heard that, too.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know what it is.
Yep.
Did you know that Hassan was telling me that there are some Christians out there who think that because the moon is causing by the sun, past the sun today,
yeah,
that they think this is a revelation and that, why are you laughing?
These Christians think this?
No, Hassan said.
Right.
And he said that they think that they're going to be taken up.
What the?
And so I asked, are they waiting outside in the fields?
But no man will know the day or the hour.
I know, but they're so dumb, they think so.
These theoretical Christians.
Can you imagine they're waiting outside to be going up today? And then we had eclipses before. I used to get those little glasses thing.
Right. Me too.
I ain't seen one person going up there.
Me neither.
I saw a man in the moon, though. Nice. Come on, man!
The smiling person? The smiling face?
Well, he wasn't smiling.
Or was he a figure?
It was a shadow.
Okay.
Smiling faces.
Yeah, in the moon. Okay, thank you.
John bought five coffees. Jesse, I'm currently talking to a woman divorced. She was divorced because of adultery, and she has a child. She understands God's order for the family. Before I go further, I wanted to ask, even if she does fit the criteria for a wife, should her having a child with another man heavily influence my decision to pursue her? Thanks.
What's his name, John?
Uh-huh.
John, run. Do not get into that situation. Stop trying to save these women. They're going to destroy you like they did with the first man. No, John, don't do it. Wish her well and run. God ain't in that. Run, John. John, run. Run, John. Don't walk. I'll be back in a moment, 2 miles to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Monday, April 8th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls, the rest of the Super Chats, and more fun stuff. There is one line open. You can call in right now, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. During fake news, not fake news, a total solar eclipse. Ms. Moon is passing in front of Mr. Sun, allegedly, according to reports. It's solar eclipse day. Millions of Americans, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, as if they know so much, and Commie Nonsense Network, will be gazing up at the sky in hopes of seeing the moon pass between the Earth and the Sun. 32 million Americans live along the path of totality, where it's possible to see the moon completely block out the sun in states from Texas to Maine. Nice. The phenomenon is expected to last up to 4 minutes. As for when it starts, that depends on your zip code. I guess it's around like later this afternoon, late morning for California, and we see like a 40% coverage or something like that. Fingers crossed that storm clouds don't get in the way. That's what the ladies at The Skim say, because they're superstitious. They cross their fingers. They're not Christians. This will be the last total solar eclipse visible in the United States for 20 years until 2044. Eclipses aren't just cool to see, they say. They're also essential to scientific discovery. Wow. Just don't forget to wear your protective eclipse glasses. They're like super blocked out. You can barely see anything. Experts say it can be safe to look up during the few minutes when the sun is fully obscuring the moon. I mean, the other way around. The moon fully obscures the sun. However, staring directly at the sun before or after the total eclipse or during the partial eclipse can result in permanent damage to your eyes. So that's that. Gaza drama, meanwhile, on Earth. Israel has withdrawn its forces, according to CNN, from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza after months of fierce fighting that left much of the city in ruins. But Israeli troops are far from stopping, and that's a quote, operations in the enclave. Military's chief of staff said that. Israel's defense minister emphasized that troops would prepare for new missions, including in Rafah, where about 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Also over the weekend, talks between Israel and Hamas in Cairo, Egypt, yielded significant progress. That's also a quote. And consensus on many controversial points, so said Egyptian state media, if you believe them. The negotiations aim to achieve a ceasefire and a hostage deal. That's from Commie Nonsense Network. The ladies at The Skim report on Mexico and Ecuador. Ecuador, another country down there, that south of the border somewhere. Where there's outrage in Mexico over the weekend, Mexico cut diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police in Ecuador raided the Mexican embassy in Quito, Q-U-I-T-O, in Ecuador. Ecuadorian forces stormed the Mexican embassy to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass. Jorge Glass, who faces corruption charges and has been at the embassy, Mexican embassy in Ecuador, I guess, since December. The raid sparked an outcry across Latin America. That's, I guess, Central and South America, as the embassy is considered to be sovereign territory. Mexico plans to raise the issue before the World Court in The Hague. I guess that's all they can do if they want to go about it the orderly way. All of a sudden, Mexico cares about the law? Sounds interesting to me. Ukraine propaganda, your daily dose of Ukraine propaganda. In his starkest warning yet, Ukraine's unchristian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country will lose the war with Russia if the United States doesn't supply more military aid. And that may be just as well for all involved, honestly. Who knows? Zelensky had a video conference Sunday, pleaded for more munitions, and said other states will be attacked if Ukraine is unable to sustain their resistance. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My brand new biblical question for this week. The new biblical question is a doozy. Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why? Why do you call yourself that? I want to know. And I want you to know. Amazing. You can watch the show if you're busy and about and out and you're a Christian and you stand outside and you heard that the eclipse is about to happen and you looked at a video and they put together all these things that are happening and you think the world coming to an end.
Come on,
and
man.
And you think you're going to be taken up. Why are you waiting out there waiting on God? You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And then when you figure out God ain't coming this time either, we had eclipse so many times, and God still ain't coming, and you going back in the house looking silly, you can podcast the show. You can podcast. All right? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It's Monday. And let me just say to the young man that hate read a super chat, and the young man said they met, this guy, I don't know if he's young or old, but said he met some woman that meet God's criteria. She'd been married before. She has a child. Should he marry her? I don't even know what you mean by God's criteria. That doesn't make sense. So run. Don't walk. Don't marry that woman. I can't tell you the number of men who met women who've been married before and or dated before, and they talking about, oh, he abused me. He did this. He did that. And now they trying to save her. And she ended up destroying him the way she did the first guy. What the? Don't do it. Do what you want, but don't do it. Anyway, it's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. They do. What a mess. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Douglas, out of Florida. Douglas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I want to answer the biblical question. I believe...
Why do you call yourself a sinner?
Yes, I call myself a sinner because I break one of the seven deadly sins, which is gluttony. I overeat too much. Instead of just being happy with what I have, I tend to eat more than that.
And so
I don't listen to my body, and that causes me to sin for gluttony.
And why do you call that a sin?
Because that's what the church defined it as, one of the seven deadly sins.
Did God define it as one of the deadly sins?
If we believe the church is a representative of God, yes.
Did God call it that, or the church called it that?
The church called it that, though. Yeah, you're right.
But God never called that a deadly sin.
What did he call it, then?
Gluttony.
Oh, just gluttony, just a thought. Okay.
And so why did... I got to wait until Sunday, but I have so many questions about that. So you call gluttony a sin?
Yeah, overeating. It just means overeating.
And why do you overeat?
Because I love it.
What are you so unhappy about that you have to overeat?
Probably I'm happy because of my situation in life, but I haven't accomplished the things I want to accomplish, or I don't have a wife or kid yet, so those are kind of the things that
How old are you?
I'm 32.
And who told you that you needed to accomplish something?
Society.
And so why do you believe society?
I shouldn't. You're right.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why did... Say it again?
Why do you believe society?
Because that's how we all live together in one cohesiveness, you know, as one civilization, the American civilization, me.
But a society is setting you up to live a hard life.
Oh, okay.
But I appreciate you, Declan. I want to respond so bad to him, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for responding to it, all right?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jeffrey, a first-time call out of Tennessee. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, hold on, Jeffrey. Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want to say, like you said, like, what's wrong with the whites nowadays? I just feel like even when I was growing up, there was a little more, you know, I guess, like you would say, brave, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I stayed down the street from a trailer park, and I mean, you know, it just seems like they're just not the same as they used to be, you know. I don't know what it is now.
How old are you?
I'm 40. I'm about to turn 40.
Wow, you sound so young. And you're black?
Yeah, I'm black. I stay out here on the park. I went to a majority white high school, so I dealt with a lot of, you know, a lot of white people, and I got a lot of white friends. And
yeah,
it just seems like nowadays, you know, it's a lot of just black, you know, black people that's different from, you know, how I am. And, you know, it's like, it's not the same for I guess this generation. They don't really have to deal with, you know, like things like the Klan and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't even think black youth even consider, you know, the racial divide like we had to. It's like they run stuff out here now.
Yeah. It's a darned thing. Now, I know that some years ago when I started to question whites about why they're afraid of the blacks, why they used to say that they felt guilty about slavery, so that's why they were giving in to the blacks. But I'm like, you had nothing to do with slavery, and the blacks who were complaining never been enslaved. They don't know anything about slavery, and what they've heard about slavery is not true, so why would you feel guilty about it? And I guess that guilt, I guess, has turned into fear, and it just got worse. It's amazing to see white Americans so
afraid. Like the teacher, just like the teacher called in. I mean, they even say, they even talk, they talk the stuff and they tell these people this. You know what I mean? So
I know you had a white teacher telling black students whites are the problem. These kids are already angry. They're coming out of the home angry, and they've been lied by their leadership to be angry. And you're going to stand up there, a white person going to go, what the?
And then they teach him Martin Luther King was a hero, and hell, he was a terrorist.
Yeah, he was. I don't know if he was a terrorist, but he definitely was a socialist.
I mean, but you got to just look at it. If it weren't for him, they wouldn't be in the state that they're in now.
Right. 100%, man. So when you say this out loud to your family members and your friends, what do they say?
Well, I mean, I grew up different. I just tell people, you know, everybody's supposed to be equal and we got to just get out here and work for ourselves.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You know, it's just a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people just lost their ways. But a lot of these young black people, they work for themselves, but hey, they just want to work and do, you know, the stuff that's bad. They don't want to go and get the slow money. They want to get the fast money.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Like, because it's not the problem that these folks are so-called lazy. They just don't want to work and do the honest way.
Yeah.
They want to do it the fast way. How do you feel about that?
Well, I definitely blame their parents for this, because when I was growing up, we were taught to say, you know, work. Save, pay your bills, take one day at a time. When you become a certain age, buy a home, buy some land. And so I blame the parents that they didn't raise the kids in the right way. But once the kids become adults, 18 and up, then I blame the adult kid who is now an adult for not taking responsibility for their own life. Because as an adult, we are responsible to overcome as an individual.
Well, yeah, these kids nowadays, though, they didn't want to be their parents. Their parents, they don't feel like their parents have enough. And it's like, that's why they wanted to get the fast money. Because their parents still working, you know, regular jobs. And that's all right to some people, but these kids don't want to work regular jobs and make $50,000 a year. Hell, yeah. They'll go make $50,000 and sell some drugs and want to be on Instagram and do all that stuff.
What a sad way to live. Granny, thank you, man. I'm glad you're out there. Thank you.
Hey, what about Trump, man? How you feel about Trump and these Bibles?
Let me see. Let me just kind of check.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
That's right.
Trump. That's right.
That's right,
hey,
man.
It's one thing that threw me off.
And those Bibles were amazing.
What about when he had said 2 Corinthians that time? Dude, I don't think he really know too much about the Bible, but I guess it's all right for him to sell them.
Well, 2 just means second. Wasn't nothing wrong with that.
It just, you know, I've never heard nobody refer to it as that.
Right, but it just means 2 means second, second means 2. And when he said it, I'm like, right on.
Oh, okay, you agree with that. Yeah. Kind of just took me off. I was like, man, he probably ain't never went to church. But all right, buddy, you keep it going, man.
I will. Thank you, Graven. Call me again, all right? Oh, he hung up. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go. There's a line open. You want to jump in there? Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how we doing today?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube short. And the guy was interviewing you and asking you if you were in the black category, and then you responded saying that you're American. So, and I realized after all these years of me calling, I never directly just asked you the question, are you black?
Well, my skin and my body is black, but I'm not black.
You're not black?
No. My skin is black as it's a space that covers my body.
So if you're not black, what are you?
Nothing.
Amazing. So what makes black people black if they have your same type of skin tone and then you consider them to be black but not consider yourself black? What makes them black?
They identify with their color. And that's what makes them black. But if they did not identify with their color or anything or anyone, they would be free. It wouldn't be about, they wouldn't even, if they even talked about color, it would be a joke, like I do, right? But they would not identify with it. And if they never identify with color, they wouldn't be joining all these groups and believing lies that keeping them in bondage. They would be individuals.
How do you know they identify with being black?
Because they said and they join black groups.
So if they don't join a black group, can they still be black?
If they don't join the black group, they would not be into the black thing. If they don't join the black group, it means that they're not into their black color. They're not identifying with the color. When we were growing up, they were teaching us to identify with character and not color. It's only a new thing that came about after the so-called civil rights movement happened, where they started pushing people away from character, the blacks, away from character to color. Are you black?
I usually say yes. For the sake of your world, I'm not sure, because I'm not a member of Black Lives Matter or any black group. I'm an individual, so me not being a member of those groups.
And when you say for the sake of my world, what do you mean?
Because I thought it was going to be just a simple yes or no, like, yes, I'm black. Because my parents were black and their parents were black and so on and so forth. But you said you're not black because of this, that, and the third. And it's just a different world.
And there is a different world, and it's inside of us. And that's the world that we're supposed to live from. That's the world that Christ came. The Father sent the Son so that we can live in a new hidden world. And that world is hidden from the children of the devil. And they all identify with everything but that world within.
Yeah, he came, destroyed the flesh to pretty much show us that the flesh is meaningless.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
On your show, you categorize people based on the way their flesh looks.
Because that's how they categorize themselves. I don't call them anything except for what they call themselves.
Okay, so then let me show you the other side of the coin. Should white people identify with their color?
Absolutely not. Not if they want to be free. They should not. And if white people did not identify with their color, they wouldn't be afraid of the blacks. They would have no fear at all. Or if the blacks didn't identify with their color, they would have no fear.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should truly identify with their color.
Right. Absolutely.
But I think the message that you give sometimes, it's like it seems that your ideal, I guess, conclusion would be for black people to feel ashamed of being black.
No.
And for white people to be proud of being white. We need more white babies, and black people shouldn't be running any type of government or holding any type of government position. That's
right.
The message you give. And it's like, that doesn't make sense. If we shouldn't neglect the flesh, why shouldn't black people be able to do the same things as white people? Why do we only need white babies and not black babies?
Well, we need white babies because though white people identify with their color, they're still innovative. They're still creative. They love a first-class life. Whereas the blacks identify with their color, and they loved destruction. They would take a beautiful area and turn it into a ghetto. And so that's why we need the whites, because especially here in America, if the whites become the minority, then America is over. It's over with for the country. Because if you notice, Ronnie, that even the blacks that are taking over, look at the black radical DAs and others, all they're doing is bringing on hell and damnation. They have no love. They're just destroying everything. Look at the schools. Look at anything they take over, the blacks. Because they are identified with their color and they're angry, all they're doing is destroying.
that's one. I would say that that's one man's opinion. I think you can flake like the worst type of possible stories and then try to sell it to us.
Give me one really that's give case. Me one that is not inflated and that's give me an example of blacks who are leading in so-called leadership and it's better.
Even if I gave you one example, you would say that's only one example. So give me, it's pointless.
Well, give me two examples.
If I gave you two examples, you would say thank you, Ronnie. You would hang up and you would still say
how
that
you
that's
know
only
what's gonna happen before I do it. Don't
we've
jump
been,
ahead.
We've been there before.
No, let's do it.
I'm not
right
here
now.
To change your mind. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have any interest in even trying to do that.
Well then give me an example where blacks are in control and it's paradise on earth.
Give me an example of where whites are in control and there's paradise on earth.
Well, it used to be Van Nuys. It used to be Gary, Indiana.
That wasn't the question.
But now,
the question is, give me an example of where...
Yeah, I'm about to do it now. Now it's the suburbs of places like Tennessee, Florida. I'm trying to find out where the whites still control it because they're giving up control now. Some of the suburbs are still controlled by whites, and they are beautiful areas to be in. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting on the example of, like, a city or a neighborhood. You just said some, because there are some black neighborhoods that are thriving and safe.
Like where?
That's what I was asking you about the white ones, just so I can give you a comparison.
Well, I just told you, it's a suburb of Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, places like that, here in California.
Right. There are going to be many pockets you can go to where white people are in control, and it's great. And then there are also going to be places where white people are in control, and it's a ghetto.
Show me where
black
people are
in
control.
On a much, much lower scale.
Show me where black people are in control, and it's great.
That's difficult to do, knowing that there are only like 26 districts out of the 400 and whatever that are majority black.
And none of them are great. Right, I appreciate it. I got to run, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good week.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. I heard that there are parts of Prince George County or wherever in Maryland that are upscale blacks. You heard, like, lit. Let me go to Clayton, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Clayton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's up? How are you?
My youngest brother's name is Clayton.
Yeah, it's a good name. It's a town in Georgia.
Amazing.
I'm a follower of Stephen Anderson. Remember he said that if you say that you have no sin, you call God a liar?
Are you referring to the biblical question?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Why do you call yourself a sinner?
Because I know I've sinned, and it says in the Bible, the wages of sin is death.
And so you call yourself a sinner because you have sinned?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't die if I didn't sin. Everyone sins.
And what sin have you committed?
Things I shouldn't have done to myself. I haven't really hurt anyone else but myself. Drugs.
So, your sin was drugs?
Yeah, pretty much. Partying.
And why do you call drugs a sin?
I gave it up, but because it's self-harm.
And what?
God doesn't want us to harm ourselves.
Why do you think God concerned that you may harm yourself?
Well, we're all children of God, right? I mean, no matter what our color.
When you were doing drugs, did he stop you from doing drugs?
No, but I almost died a couple times from it, so.
Right, but if he didn't stop you from doing them, why do you think he cares?
Well, I just agree that we're all sinners, and the wages of sin is death. And I don't understand why you don't believe the Bible. You're calling God a liar.
It's just a biblical question. And Clayton, I appreciate you responding. It's not Bobby Thumper, so I can't go on, but thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Super chat.
Super chat.
Soul Conscious bought 7 coffees. Jesse, church was beyond great. I do notice that everything is taken care of without the thoughts, and there's nothing to do. This Sunday's church was one of your greatest of all time. G-O-A-T. Goat, Jesse. Greatest of all time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. And you can check out the fellowship by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, James and Jesse, have you noticed when explaining the whole God process that men seem to capture it quicker and clearer than women? Is it because men are closer to God or something else?
I have not noticed that. Food for thought. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So Callis donated on Cash App yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chalice donated a few times on Cash App saying thanks, thanks,
thanks.
Thank you. WD-41 with a...
Thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
WD-41 with a Ninjagini on DLive. Thank you for the shows.
Thank you for the support.
Henry Ford lives with a diamond. Melting pot guy. Source of our strength.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. DVD bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, can Satan hear God's voiceless voice or see his revelation?
No. Satan hate the light. Ain't no way. No.
Thank you, DVD, for short, for your 3 coffees.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Sion bought a coffee. Star Sion, that is. Hake was stretching on the job, Jesse.
He was stretching? Dressing?
She says that Hake was stretching on the job.
He's fired.
Oh, no.
When were you stretching?
I'm not sure. You know how one time I got in trouble for that?
No, I don't remember.
Nice.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Thrown into the sea of forgetfulness.
Thank you, thanks for reporting it.
Randy bought 2 coffees. Why does a woman get irritated when the slightest sign of beta is shown? Even if it's something as small as making a beta comment / remark? Great question.
Because Satan is her God. Satan is a woman's God. Thank you.
Thank you for your 2 coffees, Randy.
Yeah.
Adam Sutton bought a coffee. I was taught in Hebrew school that taking God's name in vain meant to use one of his holy names, like Yahweh. In Kabbalah, they believe the names are used for mystic rituals. Says Adam with the coffee.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah, I've heard different things too, but I've not heard that before, but thank you.
Star Sion bought a coffee, another one. Better not to stare at the sun wearing them dollar store tree glasses, folks. Dollar tree glasses, folks. Nerd glasses emoji. You finna be legally blind.
Yeah. They're also saying that, and I've heard this before too, that you can't look at this eclipse thing with your naked eye because it'll do cause some type of damage to your eyes. Something like that. So be careful.
I feel like I heard that the sun gets that much brighter. The parts that are seen are that much brighter when it's covered up by the moon, partly.
I remember the last time, I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe the last time. They had the eclipse thing. I watched it without those glasses.
Ooh. Did you have spots in your eyes afterwards? Damage?
I don't know.
What the?
You're not supposed to do that.
I know.
I remember I was a little kid looking at it, but through the foil glasses.
I remember having the glasses too, but I think I had the glasses, but I just wanted to see what it looked like without the glasses.
How long did you look?
About an hour or two.
Liar.
No, I'm playing.
You're trying to get beamed
up. A few minutes, yeah.
And I have to admit,
back in a moment.
To God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Really amazing. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. We even have the amazing Tar Baby back t-shirt. The t-shirt is back.
Amazing.
It was once banned, but we were able to offer it again, at least for now. At rebuildingdemand.com/store. And we have other amazing merch there as well. T-shirts and mugs and hoodies and everything. No such thing as racism. Oh, the wall going up. And never, 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 but never, never, ever, 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 but never tell a woman your problems. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Better, man, better. All kind of goodies, all right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com and check it out. Check it out. Also, support us at rebuildingdemand.com. Make a donation. We're a nonprofit. We got a lot of work to do. Make a donation or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. Don't forget to subscribe and follow at the JLP Radio Network, JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. All right? Rush. Thank you all in advance, though. I do appreciate it. Let's just finish those super chats we started on, then I go to the calls.
Super chats.
Someone bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. Can you finish the lyrics? When I sing this song, singing it for my baby, she is the only one that can bring me joy. That's why I sing these happy songs. They go. It's an Otis Redding song.
What is it?
Salute emoji, blue heart emoji.
What's the name of the song?
It doesn't name it. He just starts with some of the lyrics. When I sing this song, singing it for my baby, she is the only one that can bring me joy. That's why I sing these happy songs. They go.
I don't recognize him from Hate Read It at all. Do you recognize it?
No, but I searched it on the internet, and the internet says, dum dum baby dee dum dum, dum dum baby dee dum dum, dum dum baby dee dum dum. Come on now. Happy song now.
Oh, it doesn't register. But thank you.
Shout out to Otis Redding.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
What the?
Shout out to Otis Redding. Where is he now?
Looking down from heaven.
He did. Amazing. Thank you.
And he's mad that he butchered his song. Hannah's O'Callaghan bought five coffees. Happy Female Monday, y'all. Sunday service was mind-blowing. Thank you.
It really was.
Men's meeting sounded amazing. I wish I was there.
Men's form, oh, my God, because we don't record them. You can't take pictures of them. You can't repeat what happens outside of the meeting. Same thing with the ladies' forum. And I find that the people are more honest and open and really working on themselves when they do that. I'm trying to get centered here. I think like that. Am I centered? Am I centered, Joel?
Just pull the thing closer to you.
And So, yeah, thank you. They are amazing. The men's form every first Thursday night. The ladies form every third Thursday night of the month. And then Sunday morning for everybody. Everybody and their mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes continues with his five coffees saying, men's meeting sounded amazing. Wish I was there. We'll be doing the assignment of live an unplanned life. That you
nice.
Assigned. You assigned one man that. Maybe not the whole thing.
Right. It was just one guy.
But he's going to do it too. Thank you, Jesse, says Hannes.
It sounds like, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It sounds like I gave you all three of those guys different assignments to do. And I said, come Sunday and let me know what happened. And they didn't do the homework. None of them seem to have done the assignment.
One of them remembered to do the silent prayer.
Yeah. One did.
But he couldn't remember anything else.
But they showed up.
Thoughts. Yeah, they showed up. That was part of the assignment.
And they showed up but didn't do the homework. And like I used to do in high school.
Nice.
I showed up, but I didn't do the homework.
Better than being truant.
I was at
absent.
The basketball game.
Nice. Don.
Thank you.
Don donated on Rumble, Donnie Girl's idea. Not only did the creek rise and the earth shake here in New Jersey, but I'm one step closer to fearless living and overcoming the ego. Thank you for your patience. It is a great example for all of us.
Stay with it, and you're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I'm serious. You got to work on yourself if you want to be free. You just can't go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus and all. Well, that does not work that way. So stay with it. It gets better. It really, really does. Stay with it. Thank you.
Canadian David, subscriber on Rumble. Blacks were naturally starting to get up, so the civil rights movement sold them a lie to keep America divided and threw them back into a new form of slavery.
Amazing.
So true.
Yep. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul, also a paying monthly subscriber on Rumble. You squint looking at the normal sun, but you don't squint looking at the eclipse. Pupils won't contract. Full UV rays still going into eyes. Retina has no pain receptors, so you don't even know when it happens, he says.
So he said, don't look at the eclipse without the glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you won't feel the pain. You know how you look at it?
Oh, yeah. I heard a doctor say you don't feel the pain with the eclipse thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear what my producer had to say about the earth being flat and the eclipse?
Yeah, I did. I didn't fully comprehend it. I didn't get to quiz him completely on it.
Well, we will.
We will?
Yeah,
nice.
I'll get your tattoo in the third hour.
Sweet.
Because he picked up, let me see your earth.
Oh, yeah, my flat earth model.
This is James Flat Earth. So, and I'll let him show you again when he come in, but he tried to prove a point, and he picked up the flat earth. And I'm like, so for the flat earth and not at the moon, is going around the sun. How does, if the earth flat, it ain't going up and down the sun. He picked it out here as well. It operate like this. It to go around like that.
Wow.
Like, cool. But then how is it going to cover it?
Yeah.
It was a flat. But I'll let him explain that.
Cool.
Thank
Dope.
You.
Exciting. Looking forward to it.
In the next hour. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amazing. So don't quiz him now when you go out there.
Okay.
Let me go to John, a first-time call out of Georgia. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, John. Thank you for calling.
What's going on?
All is well.
Hey, I've been watching your show, man. And I kind of realized you're a very, very funny dude, man. Very, very funny dude.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Are
you black, John?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I just have a couple of questions.
Okay.
I was wondering if, and, you know, maybe you could tell everybody that, like, you really don't have a vendetta against black people, that you actually love black people.
I do. I love black people. And
that you love how God made you.
I love. What does that mean?
Like, you love how God made you with black skin, with, you know, with the hair that you have, with just like how you are.
I never think about it. That's an interesting question, but I never think about those things.
There's a lot of stuff that I, you know, like watching your show and stuff like that, that I think that it kind of, like, maybe there's some misinformation, but a lot of stuff that you say is to me, I feel like it's just kind of wrong.
Kind of wrong? Like,
yeah, that you don't really do research when you, or accurate research when you're given the information.
Give me one example or something that I say that's wrong or kind of wrong.
Like when you talk about slavery, or, you know, when you talk about racism, or when you talk about just, you know, a lot of different, you know, subjects.
You say about death?
That. Even when you talk about, like, hatred comes from your mom, you know, just a lot of stuff like that. It's just, I feel like it's just inaccurate, and it's just...
Okay, let's, because of time, let's deal with a couple of them at least. What do I say about slavery that's not wrong? I mean, that is wrong.
The things that you say about, first, tell me why you think it didn't exist.
What do I say about slavery that you say is wrong? That's wrong.
I guess, like, when you say that it never happened and that it's...
I didn't say slavery never happened.
Okay, so what about slavery do you think that was not right? That's why I want to know your point of view.
What have I said about slavery? You said that I said things about slavery that's not right, that is wrong. What have I said that's wrong about slavery?
When you said that... Well, to my knowledge, you said that it's just, like, anything that has to do with, like, slavery or has to do with race, it just, it never existed. It never, you know, it's just a way for, you know, people to trick you in the mind and to not have you, I don't know.
But I never said that slavery never existed.
Okay, so what about something you disagree with?
No, but I'm trying to figure out what have I said that's wrong. So far with slavery, you can't find anything that I've said that's not wrong. How about when I said anger? You said that when I said anger come from your mother, you said that's wrong as well?
Yes.
How is that wrong?
Because I believe it's very natural. Like, as you know, we're human. Like, we're human, we're going to have anger, you know, just because a person accepts Christ, you know, just because a person comes to God, it doesn't mean that you won't be acceptable to get angry, you know. So for somebody to actually say, hey, you know, you're never going to get angry because now you've come to God, that's just, you're not being authentic. And you're going against, you're going against your humanly body, like nature.
Why do you say that I'm wrong when I say anger come from your mother?
Because when you say that, it's kind of like it's coming from something in your past, and you're reflecting that on everybody else. You know, it's like maybe that came from something in like your past family drama. So I feel like, okay. Well, this is the reason why, you know, you need to get away from your mama, because your mama is the one that brings anger, and then that's why your daddy left. You know, that's why, I think when you say that, it's based on something that happened in your life, and that's something that you're really actually speaking about, that's really authentic, that's really coming from the Bible.
Why do you say that I'm wrong that anger come from the mother?
I just said that.
But you haven't told me why you said I'm wrong about it. Because you just said you think that's why I said, because you think that's something, you know, that happens to me. But why do you say I'm raw, that anger come from the mother?
Because it can come from that. It just sounds like something you're saying. It's
I know, but you tell me what it sounds like, but you're not telling me why do you say I'm raw, that anger come from the mother? You're telling me what it sounds like, but you're not telling me where I'm wrong.
It can come both ways.
What do you mean, like, both ways?
It can come from, you can have anger from your dad, you can have anger from your mom. It can come from both ways.
How can it come from the dad?
You know, like if the dad left, or if the dad decided that he doesn't want to be in his kid's life, and then the kid gets angry at that and gets mad. Like, it can come.
That's not true. Kids don't get mad because the father decides it doesn't want to be in his life. Kids get mad because the mother tells them that the father didn't want to be in his life. Because most of the time, you may find exception to the rule, but most of the time when fathers leave, they don't leave their children. They leave the mother. And the mother is angry at the father and giving him hell, ran him off. And she never admit that she ran them off. She tell you, even if she doesn't say negative things about her, him, but her spirit hates the father, and the kids can pick that up as well. And so it comes from the mother, because her nature is evil.
And I totally disagree with when you say that it comes from the mother, because her nature is evil.
Why do you disagree with that?
Because, like, even if you read the Bible, see, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you don't stick to the Bible. You're implying your own thoughts in that. Because in the Bible, if you read the Bible, it goes both ways. God punished Adam and Eve. He didn't just punish Eve. He punished Adam and Eve. But if you actually read the Bible,
why did he punish Eve?
Well, he punished Eve because she listened to the serpent.
And why did he punish Adam?
And he punished Adam because he listened to Eve.
I rest my case.
But if you read into that
verse, I rest my case. That's in the word, man. What the?
Nope, you don't get to win that. But if you read on to that.
I don't get to win what?
See, that's what you do. You don't go on. You don't read more. You stick right there. You have to read more. And then it says after that, he said, Adam, because you have hearkened unto your wife, this is why this is going to listen to you. So now you got to listen to really what it's telling you. Since Eve listened to the devil, okay.
The devil became her God when she listened to the devil.
Adam,
and ever since then, the evil spirit been coming through the woman. The devil spirit lives in the woman. And because the man has made the woman his God by listening to the woman, her spirit, the spirit he received, comes through the woman. So you just proved my point. I do appreciate your call, John. I got to run because of time. I didn't want to give you a chance to. John.
See, that's what you're doing right now.
What?
You're running. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I am listening. You just proved. You haven't shown me yet. You didn't show me where I'm wrong about slavery.
No,
you haven't shown me where I'm wrong about the.
Yes, I did.
About the anger
and
what he has done. About the whole lie, say, see, la, 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 la.
You know.
You haven't shown me where I'm wrong. Where about the anger?
God blamed both of them. You're blaming the woman.
Yeah, we were saying the same thing. God said, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer.
He blamed both of them. He blamed the
right.
He blamed her.
They both got a fight. I'm not wrong about that.
If he only blamed the woman, then the woman would just have been the only one that got the punishment. But God blamed Adam as well. So they both got the punishment together.
Hey, John.
God gave both of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said the same thing.
God gave both of them the punishment.
I said the same thing.
Okay, so what are you...
Why am I wrong? Are you doing it? You're saying what I said. How am I wrong?
Yeah, but you're coming up with this one single thing, like, okay, well, that's why the women are evil. No.
It is the reason.
Even, he, Even Jesus said that you're of your father, the devil. Who was he talking to? He was talking to a man as well.
John.
He wasn't just talking to the woman.
John. John, I got to run. Thank you, buddy. I really do appreciate your call, though, all right? Call me again.
Yeah, you're welcome. I will. You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Okay. He said what I said. He listened to the devil. She repented, not the devil, her God. The man listened to the woman. He repented, not the woman's, his God. That's why you must be born again. Brian out of New York. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Brian.
All right. I was just calling to ask you if you saw a video that had been going viral recently about it was these two WNBA players that were calling the college women's game. Did you see it?
No.
Is there a way that your producer could pull up the video so you could watch it, or is that not possible?
Hold on, John. Give my producer the information. I'll check it out and comment on it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to... Ernest, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Let's see here. Ernest, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to make two comments, and I definitely understand and appreciate your time and understand the importance of what you're talking about. I'm almost 60. I'll be 60 in a few years. And I have a white mother and a black father. And I thought that after watching your show for some months now and really delving into your understanding of things and the intellect and what you're saying, I thought I'd call in personally as an American, a person I'll just say born here, that is biracial, and it has been told that one is white and one is black. I've been told this my whole life. I wanted to call in and tell you two things that I think should need to be cleared up by some of us that just know, some of us that studied a little bit into this stuff. Number one, racism does exist. Number two.
You say it does?
Does.
Okay.
Number one, and I'm going to get into it and tell you.
And number two?
Actual proof. There will be no more questions after this. All right? You won't have to ask
anybody else. And number two?
And number two, I'm going to prove to you who the racists are.
Okay. Give me an example of racism existing.
Okay. An example?
No, give me proof. No, give me proof that racism exists.
Okay. Here's the proof. There is a story going around this planet that the Greeks put out a long time ago before the Dark Ages. And during the Council of Nicaea, they came together and put a story together. And during that time, they convinced, during a wicked time where they're whooping people and taking people from around the country and forcing them into submission, they convinced of groups of people of all different colors that one place, one people are chosen spiritually, and that's the race. Right, and we all know who they are. They're claiming to be chosen.
The Jews. Right?
I'm sorry?
The Jews were chosen.
Well, that's who you might say is chosen, but there is...
Well, who were chosen?
There's black Israelites that say
no.
Too.
Are you one of
and
those?
And there's Christians. No, are you I'm not one of those at all.
What are you
I'm
talking about then? What the? Can you hold for me?
Ernest,
can you hold for me? Ernest.
Yeah.
Let me take a break, all right? Hold on, Ernest. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Hey, coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. The guy with the good hair. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Trump raising major moolah, that's money, and evil Biden bribing the student loan leeches for votes, trying to do the forgiveness. And that meanwhile, housing is through the roof and planes falling apart. It's a mess. And Mike Johnson is under fire, the rhino House Speaker. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, April 8th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. GLP will be right back to your calls. It's Female Monday. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, of course, the Hake Report live for 2 hours right after JLP. And then 1 hour of Jewel Friday TV, followed by 2 more hours of American Anchor Baby. So you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show and scroll down to the network section in order to find all of your favorite JLP radio network hosts. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Donald Trump's campaign said that they brought in $50.5 million at a Saturday fundraiser in Florida, setting a record for a single fundraising event. The haul comes as our greatest president's political operation scrambles to close the financial gap with crooked Joe Biden and the demon rat party. You may recall that it took evil Biden, evil Obama, and evil Bill Clinton and a bunch of whole stars to bring in a measly $25 million or something. I think it was reported last week with a single event in some fancy area of the city, of the country. And that was the record-breaking single fundraising event. Wow, and Trump topped them, allegedly. Interesting. Something like that. Student loan forgiveness. CNN shares a quote. Debt cancellation not only benefits borrowers, it benefits the entire economy. That's the crooked Joe Biden administration unveiling new details of a new plan to forgive student loan debt. These students go get brainwashed to become Marxist atheists who hate the country and white people and Christians, and then they take out loans and then they don't pay them back. The proposals announced today will mark crooked Joe Biden's second attempt to implement broad student loan forgiveness after the so-called Supreme Court rightly struck down his first plan last summer. So now he's bribing for votes, bribing the young and dumb for votes. Housing is through the roof. What's becoming an elusive American dream? Ask the ladies at the Skim. Housing. A new survey from Redfin, whatever that is, found that 1 in 5 so-called Americans are skipping meals in order to afford their mortgage or rent. Another 1 in 6 so-called Americans are skipping or delaying medical treatments. Meanwhile, another half of the United States struggling to make their payments on time. Don't know what struggling means. The report comes as home prices have gone up about 60% over the past decade amid a housing shortage that states and federal governments are struggling to address. Meanwhile, they're letting the illegals in like crazy and enabling homelessness. What a mess. Planes are falling apart. What's feeding travelers' fears? Another plane part falling off, say the ladies at the Skim. Yesterday, the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, said they're investigating after an engine cover fell off of a Southwest Airlines Boeing plane during takeoff, hitting a wing flap. First, it was Alaska Airlines Boeing plane. Now it's Southwest Airlines Boeing plane. The flight from Denver to Houston returned to the airport and the passengers boarded a different plane. The incident comes as authorities already have their hands full on separate probes involving Boeing and Southwest. So in recorded air traffic control audio with this incident, one of the pilots said several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing during the takeoff. What a mess. Mike Johnson is under fire. I guess I'll have to tell you about that on the Hake Report. Last week, Marjorie Taylor Greene bluntly warned Johnson that moving ahead with an aid package for Ukraine would be one of the most egregious things he could do. So the rhinos are fighting. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. The third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question is a doozy. My biblical question, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? This is an amazing question. Amazing, the birds are pretty. Is one flirting with the other one or something? Oh, so the red-haired bird is asking the blue-haired bird why you call yourself a sinner? Is that right, Sean? Oh, amazing. If you're like out and about working out or whatever you might be doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. But you can podcast the show as well. But if you want to talk to me now, you can call 888-7753-773. To donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour Monday. Every Monday is Female Monday. Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Lie. 888-7753-773. I want to go back to Ernest, our first-time caller out of Connecticut. I had to put him on hold because of time. We ran out of time. Time won't give me time, but time makes lovers feel like they got time. And Ernest trying to said that he's going to prove to me that racism does exist and something else exists. I forgot what else. Hey, Ernest.
Yes.
I'm here. Go right to your point. Prove to me that racism does exist.
Okay.
And so, you said you're half white and half black, right?
My mother's white. My father's black. I'm the first mix. Neither one of them had mixed. No families on either side had ever mixed that we know of.
So prove to me that racism exists.
Okay. Now, during the Dark Ages, 1,000 years after the 300s, when the Bible was created in the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD, by the Turkish, Istanbul, Constantine, and the rest of them out there, for 1,000 years, all of the religions across the planet were destroyed and taken into private hands. And one book was given, and it's called a translation of a translation of a translation. And it's, the original is written in Greek and Hebrew.
Ernie, because of time, give me proof where racism is. I don't have all time for you to be giving me this so-called black
I mean, I just, listen, I'm almost 60. I've been waiting for years to tell someone who's been saying that racism doesn't exist. I wanted to prove to you. So if you just give me a moment, it'll... I see you've done hundreds of hours on this.
Ernie, hold on a minute. I'm going to let my producer talk to you. You got to go to the point. I just, because of the board so packed, I don't have time to go through all that stuff. Let me go to, is it Trevor? On us, first time call out of Texas, yeah? Trevor out of Texas, our first time caller. Trevor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Trevor. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I have a couple of questions here. To first off, to John's point, I don't agree with what he's saying. I think that the anger definitely comes from the mother, anxiety, depression, all of it. And just not even just the mother, though, the father, too. And
well, it doesn't come from the father, because the father that has the anger, his anger came from his mother.
True. True. It could. It could have.
No, it does.
It could have. I'm definitely open to that.
But go ahead.
So I used to have a lot more anger than I do now. Okay. I mean, I still have more to work on, but I used to have a lot more anger than I do now, a lot more issues than I do now. But once I forgave my mom of the way I was raised and things that had happened, and I forgave my actions, right, I apologized, a lot of that went away. Not all of it, but a lot of it. Now, my question for you is, I've tried to forgive my father for things that were done in the past, and I've really sat down and concentrated on it. The evil from him wasn't his doing. It came from outside of him, controlling him, right?
Came from inside of him, but it was his mother's anger inside of him. He couldn't help it either. Just like you can help yourself.
Yes, and I've tried to forgive him for it, but thing is I still can't sit in front of the dude or eat with him, right? And he's put his hand on kids throughout his whole life. So this is why I've had so much trouble actually forgiving him. I've forgiven him in the sense of, hey, man, I know it wasn't you. You know? I know it was outside of your control. But I haven't forgiven him in the sense of, like, okay, I can sit down and eat with this person. You know? So
then,
my question
then
is,
you have not, then you have not forgiven him, because God forgave you, and he can sit down and eat with you.
Yeah, yes, he can. And I'm aware of that, man. So how do I do that?
Like, are you still living with him or something?
No, I haven't lived with him since I was 5 years old. I actually grew up with my stepdad.
What did your father do to you? Can you give me an example without being too personal?
No, I can tell you. He tried to kill me and rape me. All right. In the bathroom. So, you know, it's been hard for me to forgive that. And then later I found out that he's worked as a what do you call it? A substitute teacher. So
why is it hard for you to forgive him for what he did to you?
Well, because I feel like he could have done something to avoid it.
He could have. He wouldn't. Your father didn't want to do that. It was something else controlling him, just as something else controlling you. There's something controlling you right now to prevent you from forgiving your father, because it want to keep you in hell with it.
Okay.
That's not even you that won't let you forgive. It's evil spirits inside of you that won't let you, because it want to torment you. It want to live in you, and it will not allow you. Think, is you feeling that way and saying those things? I promise you, it's not. But it makes you think it's you, so that it can control you.
So, what my question is, what do I need to do? Because I had this thought come into my head, like, maybe I need to go and talk to him face to face. But I don't know.
Are you able to meet with him? Without being physically hurt in any way?
Physically hurt? No. Emotionally, yeah, it's gonna mess with me for sure.
Well, that's fine emotionally, but he won't physically. You won't be hurt physically in any form, right?
No.
I highly recommend, because there's never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever, ever, never, 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 ever a reason to be angry, no matter what happened to you. And I highly recommend, if you can sit in front of him and forgive him without being hurt physically, I would highly recommend you forgive him. And whatever you feel, the anger or the tears, because there will be some tears, don't identify with it. Just watch that, but forgive him.
Know that it's a lie.
I'm sorry?
Know that it's a lie.
Yes. And forgive him, and God will forgive you and make you free. He will set you free.
Okay.
Because whatever your father has done, or your mother, or you, or anyone, it wasn't you, it wasn't him, and it wasn't your mother. It's that same spirit that's driving you.
And I agree with that 100%. I just, like, how to get there. Okay. And that I'm going to do that. That's it's going to take me some time, obviously, but I'm going to do that.
And why does it take time?
Well, I got to find how to contact him.
Oh, okay.
I got to sit and think about it.
No, don't think about it. You don't want to think about it. It's going to keep you in hell. The moment you realize that you need to forgive, it's the very moment you should forgive. If you can get with him, you should forgive. Don't put it off, because that's what the enemy within you wants you to do. He wants you to put it off.
Okay. Well,
I'll try
to contact him. I appreciate your input on that. I really feel like I've been needing to talk to him in person and forgive him in person, but that kind of just confirms it.
Yeah. As long as you're not going to be physically hurt, it's always best to do it in person so you can overcome your fear. You can face the fear.
Right.
Also, whatever allegedly happened with him and other kids or other people, not your business, so don't even bring that up. You just deal with what happened with you so you can forgive him.
Right.
It's not your business or your issue, whatever happened with someone else.
Okay. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
And then the last thing, but not least, have no expectation of what's going to happen when you go talk to him. All right? Don't let the devil tell you this going to happen, that going to happen. Don't say this and don't say that and don't do this. Have a way to see so you can walk away free.
Clear my mind before I step into it. Okay.
Don't have any expectation. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I've been looking into your stuff more. I just watched your Sunday service the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and do the silent prayer.
Okay. Hey, God bless you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
I appreciate your work. I appreciate what you're doing. Trying to rebuild the man, trying to rebuild the family. I appreciate it, man. It's doing God's work, for sure.
Stay with it. And I want you to know that whatever your father did, God is not holding it against him at all. He's not judging him.
Yes.
He's not holding it. And so, likewise, we should treat each other the same way.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
All righty. God bless you, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. I'm telling you, folks, anger is evil, and anger destroys you. Anger is not even yours. It's just you identify with it and call it yours. Anger is evil. And I don't care when you got what you call a little bit of it. Because some people are like, I don't have all that. I don't have a lot of anger. Anger is a lot. Because it's a spirit. And it lives in you. And it destroys you. You might think it might be destroying others. And you might get others who are blind to react to your anger. But they're only reacting to the anger that's in them. Be not deceived. Anger is evil. And anger hates you. And anger wants you. It wants to destroy you. It can't get to God, so it wants to destroy God's children. Anger has no power. It has zero power, zero authority. And yet, it deceives you and makes you destroy yourself. Anger is intellectual. It's intellectual. Why do you think anger got people, encourages people to promote the intellect? Everybody and their mama want to be intellectual. And they think it's good, but it's evil. God's ways are simple and easy. And life should be simple and easy without any effort, zero effort. But as long as you have anger, you're not going to be able to do it. And if you don't love all, you love none, including God. You don't love God either. So let me try. Is Ernest ready, I guess, Sean? Oh, okay. Let me try Ernest, a first-time caller. Ernest want to prove to me that racism does exist. Ernest, let's try it again. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And I'm hoping I get more than just a few seconds. I find that every time people sometimes take things that they don't want to hear and they're just so uncomfortable with it, they just run away.
See, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I'm not running away. But you're not a guest on the show. You're a caller in and you want to make a point. And there's so many people that want to wait. So, I mean, want to get on. So, and that, some of them have serious issues that they want to deal with.
Oh, believe me, I just, listen, since the last call, I waited 10 minutes for you to talk to the gentleman about healing.
Right.
You know, I understand the importance of these issues, trust me. And I'm just looking for I just want a couple seconds just to, like, make my point.
So prove to me that racism exists.
Okay. Here it is. There are people like yourself who I've heard personally say that the Jews are chosen. Okay, I'm not Jewish, nor do I share your religious belief. So according to you and according to everybody that says that, I'm not chosen, and they are. Or anybody that says they're chosen by God is chosen, and I'm not because I don't choose their belief. Whether you realize it or not, that is racism. For me to walk around society and people to tell me that, oh, they're chosen, it's not physical. It's not the colors of my mom and dad, although I can't get around that. It's because of some spiritual thing that I don't ascribe to. That's racism. Don't you understand that?
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not. I'm not Muslim either.
Are you black Israelite?
Nope.
Are you half black Israelite?
Nope. I share zero of the denomination.
And so how is that racism to say a group is chosen? How is that racism?
Because you're choosing a race and saying they're chosen and I'm not based on a story.
But how is that racism, though?
Well, because
it could be either right or wrong, but how can it be racism?
Now I'm going to prove my second point so we can get a little bit quicker and just finish this up quick.
But, Ernest, let me ask you that first. If it could be either right or wrong, but how can it be racist?
I'm going to answer it that way, and that'll finish up my second part right in the same answer. That'll give you the answer in one nutshell. So the way it's racism is because in the 60s, people like me were born, and we were given a chemical, and it chemically castrated us, all of us. Eugenics programs, okay? I'm sterile, almost at 60.
Oh, but still, I'm not sterile. Because, they ain't give it to me. I lived down there at the time.
No, but you weren't half white. That was illegal for white people to do at that time.
Okay? What?
In New York City and St. Vincent de Paul
Hospital. What'd you say?
In New York City and most of the places around the country, if a white woman walked into a hospital like my mother did and had a black child, they took the child away, and there was eugenics program. a castration program.
But that wasn't racism. That's not proof of racism.
Well, it was because black people were considered to be animals at that time, and my mother broke a law. She wasn't even able to get married.
Black people were not considered to be animals. They were considered...
There was something wrong. They said there was something wrong. My mother did something really bad, and she could not have that black child in the white maternity ward. There was still white signs and black signs at that time in the 60s.
But you still haven't given... You haven't given me proof of racism. You give me what you call was right or wrong, but you still haven't given me proof of racism. If that happened, that was wrong, and that was evil. I do know that this woman, Margaret Sanger, she created this idea of abortion because too many black people having babies in the South, and she wanted to get rid of them. That was evil. That wasn't racism.
Well, I'm not talking about evil. I'm talking about people said straight up that in the Bible it says straight up that you put your hand. There was a story about a man putting his hand under his shirt and taking it out because he saw somebody saw him sleeping with his daughter or whatever, and his hand came out spotted and speckled, and he was cursed, generationally cursed. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The story of one of their sons, that story is the generational curse that people like on my father's side have been talking about for years. We're generationally cursed. We need to get right with this white man.
But that's not racism,
though. That's neocolonialism. Well, it's colonialism.
It's not racism, though. It's not racism.
For a person to say that their race is chosen and I'm not.
It's not racism. And you can disagree with that idea. It could be good or evil, but no such thing as racism. Our battle... It's a spiritual battle. It's not a physical one. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong.
So I can actually be Jewish if I want, right? Technically, and be chosen if I want. I want to make sure I understand it.
I don't understand
it. People are saying that white and black don't exist, and my mother is pure white.
Who said white and black doesn't exist?
Well, I know people are saying that, but I look at a blonde-haired woman and I look at a dark-skinned man. They're two different whatever. But the point is, so you could say me being light-skinned doesn't exist. I'm whatever, and that's fine. But what I'm asking is that because I don't share your religious belief, and you're saying that there is a specific race of people that are chosen, that ostracizes me. That tells me
how?
I'm not chosen.
Why?
Because it tells me I'm not chosen if I don't belong to that group.
But that's in your mind that you think that way. You think the way you want to think. If you didn't think, I have heard all my life that the Jews were chosen, the chosen people. I read that. Hold on. I read that in the Bible, but I never felt ostracized.
No, but you read in the Bible. Listen, I read the whole Bible, the whole book, every word of it, just because I wanted to know in the course of my life. But let me tell you something. In the Bible, it doesn't say that the people, the Ukrainians that are in Israel right now, are the chosen people. It talks about a section of a people, that are not even around anymore. Nobody's around anymore from that time. Everybody else is just came on board because they married someone
Ernest.
And decided to go on
Ernest.
And say, this is part of my belief now.
Ernest.
All of those people are converts. Do you
Ernest.
Understand that? Is it talking
Ernest.
About a chosen?
Ernest.
Yes?
If you were to come out of your imagination, you wouldn't be thinking those things. Whether that's true or not, that the Jews were chosen or they were not, or whether somebody else was, it would not bother you at all. But you're thinking on it and you're comparing yourself and you're thinking.
I'm just talking about,
but there's you still haven't proven that racism exists.
For you, I proved that you said Jews are chosen. What I'm telling you is I'm not Jewish. That means you're being racist to me.
No.
Do you not understand that? Think about that for a second. If you tell me that, Ernest, you're not Jewish, so you're not chosen by God. It's not race. It's spiritual. So you're saying there's no such thing as physical racism, but spiritual racism is okay?
Racism does not exist, period. It's a made-up word.
How can you say that the Jews are chosen, then?
How is that racism to say that?
Because they're a race of people. They come from Ukraine.
But you have to blame God for that.
I'm not blaming God. I told you I don't share your belief
blame
system.
Blame it on God. Blame it on God. What?
If I don't share your belief system, listen, first of all, the name God used to be called Good, then Gooden, and then Good.
What does that have to do with how the cow ate the cabbage?
Because 200 years ago, nobody heard
the word
God.
Do me a favor. Call me on Bible Thursday.
I don't partake in your belief. I'm talking about racism.
I know, but no, you're not. You're talking about the Bible.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about no scriptures. I'm telling you.
You are. Everything you said came from the Bible.
Your belief, if anybody on this planet doesn't share your belief, Jesse, and you say that the Jews are chosen or you're chosen because
you should talk about the Bible, man. Racism. Call me Thursday.
I don't do Bible study. I don't believe in that, bro.
It ain't no Bible study. Do you believe in God?
I'm talking about racism.
Do you believe in God?
I do not believe in who you believe in. I just told you that.
Do you believe in God?
I don't believe in the concept of God or the devil. That's all man-made lies.
Oh, so God doesn't exist?
Well, all you got to do is find out and open the Bible, and you'll see in the year.
I thought you said you don't read the Bible. What?
Well, no. I just said I read it. In the year 1609, it was published.
Ernest.
With the Apocrypha. That means that
Ernest.
Humans held it.
Ernest. Ernest. Hey.
Yeah.
Calm down. Ernest, do you believe in God?
I do not believe in good. Gooden, whatever you want to call
Ernest, do you believe in God?
No, I do not.
Do you believe God exists?
No, I do not.
Do you believe in Satan?
No, I do not.
Do you believe that Satan exists?
No, I do not.
Do you believe there's good?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe there's evil?
No, I do not.
You believe there's good but not evil?
I believe there's good and bad.
You don't think bad is evil?
No, I don't. Evil
why
is
have
a
you chosen?
Because
why have you?
To the,
why have you chosen to believe in good but not evil?
Because when I talk to the Muslims, which I'm not, but when I talk to them, like I said, I'm almost 60. So when I talk to the Muslims, 20 years, they had a script too. And guess what? That script talked about evil, and it had a whole script. And some of the stuff they were doing, I thought was evil, and they said, "No, you don't understand."
But why?
God gave us permission.
Why do you believe? Why have you personally have decided that you believe good as is, but not evil?
Because bad and evil are two different things. Let me explain something to you.
When no, you didn't answer my question yet.
Why evil?
Why
don't
have
you
chosen to believe that good exists but not evil?
Because evil is a construct, a religious construct.
And good is not.
Good is not. Good
and where does good come from
evil?
If not from God? Where is good coming from?
Thank you for asking. That's a wonderful question because me not sharing any of the beliefs that you know you're talking about and all that kind of stuff, maybe this will show you something about people that don't share your beliefs. I believe from my own experience in this world in 60 years that when I do good things somehow happen. If I do bad things, somehow bad things happen. There's been some things I thought were good. I found out later it wasn't too good.
You have never done anything good.
But I haven't done anything evil either.
Yes, you have.
What?
See?
What? Tell me. What, having a white mother, having a black father? That's the only thing I was told I did wrong. I was told I'm a bastard.
But you didn't do that wrong. That wasn't your fault.
Oh, but I'm going to get the burden according to your belief system. The burden will be my mother and father broke
you
a rule.
You wouldn't get the burden if you didn't carry it. You didn't pick it up. You wouldn't get it.
I didn't. I don't believe that stuff. Neither did my parents. It's
and so where does – where? So you create your own good?
No. I'm talking about anybody that says – They carry that book that you're talking about that was given to us after slavery and whooped into the people into submission.
Oh,
not
Lord.
Even it.
Oh, Lord. You
weren't
whooped into submission, man.
The what?
You were not whooped into submission.
I wasn't. But
and you don't even know the one who was.
No. Yes, I. What are you talking about? You might not understand this or not. But
you
don't. When you talk about slavery. Let me just make this one please point. Even if you want to cut me off, it's fine. I'll disconnect if you need me to afterwards. But when you talk about slavery, I want you to know something. People like me that know, that have been studying for over 30 years about what really happened in this country and in the world, know for a fact that when they said slavery was abolished in 1865, it was not abolished.
Ernest,
corporations.
Ernest, do you love white people?
Can I? My mother's white.
Do you love white people?
I love all people.
Do you love white people?
You're not letting me finish your point about slavery.
But because
slavery
I heard all
abolished.
That crap before. Do you love
slavery
white people? Ernest, do you love white people?
Those convicted of felonies.
Ernest.
Now you got 3 million slaves
Ernest.
In America.
Ernest.
Yes?
Do you love white people?
Some white people, yes.
Do you love white people?
Some white people, yes.
I got to take a break. Call me again. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I tried to do it before the break there. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. From 9 to 11. And I have one of my producers to come in and talk about the flat earther thing and how this eclipse is going around the flat earth. But he's going to do it on Hake Report, I think.
What, Doc?
I think he'll be on with Hake Report because we got so many calls and he want me to get to them. Come on, man! He's being nice. He said he was good. I said, no man is good. But I think he's going to be on with Hake in the top hour. I could be wrong about that. Talking about the flat earth going around, I guess, up and down or around during this eclipse thing. And then the Christians are standing outside waiting because they say, this is it. This is the end time. We're going up. They're going to be waiting till the cows come home. Well, anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. Waiting on God, waiting on God. He's waiting on you. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And Lord, know what he's going to be talking about. I have no idea. I don't know. He didn't tell me yet. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. Did y'all catch the American Anchor Baby over the weekend? Podcast, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. And then Joel Friday TV, you can podcast that as well. And then the Hake Report, you can podcast the Hake Report. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Make a donation. We need your support, all right? You got a lot of work to do. And we've helped a lot of people, and a lot of people being helped. So give back. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. So let me go to a first-time caller out of Missouri. Devin, there's one line open at 888-7753-773. Devin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So I initially called in because I was interested in your conversation regarding sin and our forgiveness, rather. You were talking to someone about that. But then after you spoke to the other guy, my focus kind of shifted to that. So let me just start there. So initially, so I just wanted to know, I just wanted your advice. Like, okay, if someone in your life has, you know, done horrible things and you want to, you know, you have a forgiving heart, but you don't, they're not in your life. You don't even know how to reach out to them. Is, are you still considered by God as a forgiving person? Because in your heart, you know, you've forgiven them. You know, if you see them in person, you're not going to be negative and hateful towards them. If they ask you for forgiveness or apologize to you, you accept their apology and you forgive them. You know, that's what you would do, but you don't know them anymore. They're no longer in your life. Are you still considered as a person who has forgiven
yes,
the people who've done you wrong?
When the moment you realize that you are wrong for being angry at someone else for whatever they did or did not do to you, the moment you realize you were wrong, in that very moment you are forgiven. But God wants you to go to them if you can and forgive them so you can get your courage back and all that. But absolutely, if you can't find them or they are dead or they won't talk to you, when you forgive them, realize you're wrong for being angry at them. In that very moment, God forgive you as well.
Okay. Well, for example, this is my father I'm talking about. He killed my mother back in 1988. He used to beat her, and he used to beat her in my face. He beat her so bad one night, and then he left. She died. So I sat there with her dead body all night until he got back home. And so he, let's fast forward, he's never really apologized. You know, we've had one conversation, and he told me that I need to understand that back in the 80s, he was on dope. That's what I need to understand. And fast forward again, we saw each other at a grocery store. And he it's like he wants to apologize, but he doesn't want to admit what he's done. He can't say the words. He can't say, I apologize, I'm sorry, forgive me. He's really kind of defensive, but remorseful, but not, I don't know how to explain it. But if he was to be apologetic and ask for my forgiveness, if he was to say, you know, I know I was on dope in the 80s, and I beat your mom every day, and you sat with her dead body all night, and I'm sorry for that, I would accept his apology and forgive him, but he can't even say the word, so that kind of builds up a little bit more resentment. Like, I'm willing to be open to forgiving you. You know, I'm soft. I'm tough. But if somebody shows me love or, you know, any type of I'm sorry, I'm going to accept it because that's just the kind of person I am. But he can't even say the word. So in that type, I don't know how to, like, how do you get to a, how do you forgive someone? Like what do you do? Am I just supposed to be like, hey.
How old were you at the time?
I was 4 years old in 1988.
Why do you think he needed to ask you for forgiveness? Who are you that he should ask you rather than just saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong?
Well, whatever he choices he uses, I'm just saying.
But you should still forgive him. Whether he admit he was wrong or not, whether he says one word about it, because it's you that's held in hell with an unforgiving heart. But once you forgive him, you'll be free. Whether he say I'm sorry or not or anything, you don't need him to admit anything. You don't need him to say forgive me or anything, because only God forgive. Human beings do not forgive.
Right. So in that situation, I just say I see him at the gas station or the store, any random place where I would see him sometime. I just come up to him and say, hey, I forgive you, with unwarranted.
Yeah, I just say, you know what, dad or father, what you call him, father or dad?
Johnny.
You don't call him daddy?
No.
What the? No, we're just say, you know what, Johnny? I'm sorry that I was angry at you. I was wrong. I'm sorry. That's all you need to do.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, if God gives me the opportunity to see this man in person again, I haven't seen him for a few years. I usually just see him at random places, the grocery store, the car wash, things like that. Yeah, and if I if am given that opportunity, I definitely will do that. I've always thought that, you know, hey, he doesn't come to me and say, I'm sorry, or will you forgive me, or anything of the sort. So I just leave it alone. But I guess it's my job to approach him with the forgiveness.
Right, because this is your life, and the hell is living in you, and you want to overcome the hell by forgiving. Salvation is of the heart. And if you don't admit you're wrong, you're not confessing your sin, you won't be free.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it because of his anger, the hell in him. And that's what's been tormenting him. That's why he did it. So he got to forgive so he can be free.
That's right. So, and so this kind of goes, it's the same characters, but a different subject. So
let me ask this before you go to that second subject. Let me just ask, do you still long, growing up and even now, you still long for your father? Like, you wish they were not that way and you wish that you could be with him?
No.
You don't long for him at all?
No. I was raised by my grandmother, my mother's mother. She gave me a wonderful life. She taught me about God. She blessed me with everything I needed to be intelligent, successful, smart, be articulate. And I wouldn't change anything.
I'm sorry she screwed you up.
What?
What?
She threw me up because she gave me a great life.
Yeah, she no one can teach you about God.
Okay.
But anyway.
So then how do we learn about God?
I'm sorry?
So then how do we learn about God if we're not taught?
By living from within. Enter into the kingdom of heaven within, and the Holy Spirit will teach you all about God. It will be amazing. It will be the truth, and it will not be intellectual. Because your grandmother taught you about God, but yet up until now you had not forgiven your father. And so all she did was taught you intellectual knowledge about God, but that doesn't mean you know God.
Yeah, but you as a person have to experience life, and from your life experiences make your own choices. She did not tell me not to forgive him. If I would have said, Grandma, hey, I want to forgive Johnny, she would have been like, oh, don't forgive that man. She's not like that. She's a child of God, a forgiving person. A
Where is she now?
She wouldn't have. My grandmother passed away in 2018.
He did. But listen, you're on your way, though. Don't worry about all that now, because you're on your way. Now that you realize you got to forgive your father, and you got to be fine now. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your second question.
So I was just going to go back to, a lot of times, now this has to do with race and how we look at things and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm a fan of Candace Owens. I agree with a lot of stuff she said.
Are you black?
I'm black.
She black.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And I agree with a lot of stuff she said. So, like, when she was saying, about the whole George Floyd situation, she did not say, George Floyd wasn't murdered, and she didn't say the cop who murdered him was right. She was just saying it was wrong for black people to hold him up as a martyr, like he's some kind of hero, because of how he was murdered. And so I had agreed with that, and a lot of times in my rhetoric when talking to other people, I use my father as an example. Like, okay, if my father was murdered by a cop, it would be wrong for the cops to have murdered him that kind of way and under those circumstances, whatever. But that doesn't make him a hero. That doesn't make him a martyr of the black community because of the person that he is outside of being murdered by the cop. So I use that as an example, and I agree with Candace Owens on that.
I didn't hear her statement on that, so I can't respond to that. But you're right. If just because somebody, and I don't agree that I don't know, and it doesn't matter now at this point. I don't believe that the cop murdered him anyway. But whatever happened, it happened to him, and it happened with that cop or those cops, and it had nothing to do with you or me or anyone else. Because that was their situation, not ours. And so we have no right to feel any way about the cop or George Floyd. That happened to them.
Right. I'm talking about the situation of holding people up as martyrs or heroes of the community because
we should never have heroes. We should never have martyrs. We should not have any of those things at all. Because we should only and I hate using this word because people are going to misunderstand it, but I'll use this word better. We should only return to the Father.
That's right.
And we should have no opinion. We should have no heroes. We should have no zeros. We should have nothing.
I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I believe that God is the way, the truth, and the light. The biggest battle is between good and evil, not race war.
Right.
I agree with all of that that you say. I really do.
Nice.
And I really hope that my people will start to wake up and
what people? Stop
blaming. My fellow black people. I'm a black woman.
Don't call them your mother. People.
Okay. Well, I'm black, so I mean,
right? But those are not your people. I told you, well, no more identity. But you're right. You say, you know, it'd be nice if the blacks woke up, but don't identify with it. You only want to identify with what's right.
Not the only one, but I definitely understand the rhetoric when you say those things and other type, you know, and other people say those kinds of things because I'm a black mother. I'm a single mother. I'm a homeowner, a car owner. My children are honor roll students. I really believe it's all in the choices that you make and how you live your life. It's not about oppression and skin color and any of that. And not to discredit people who have experienced racism and that kind of thing, but that hasn't been my experience.
No such thing as racism. But look, I got to run. Call me again, though, all right? I enjoy talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Will you call me again?
Yeah, today?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, I will.
Tomorrow or any day except today.
Okay, I'll call you another day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. What the? Jaime? Is it Jaime? Out of Minnesota. Jaime. Not Jaime. Jaime. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jaime. Wow. Hey. No. I think I heard him just as I was hanging up. Jaime, call back. Because I was saying Jaime, Jaime, Jaime. But you didn't answer. First time caller, Rafi out of New York. Rafi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Nice to meet you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
So I just have a question. I had recently just forgiven my mother and my father, very, very recent.
Yeah, speak right into your phone.
I will. Give me 1 second. Is it better now?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
So I had just recently forgiven my mother and my father, like very, very recent. I just want to know what to expect a little after that. I do understand that anger comes from the woman. I am like my mom. I've heard it many times in my life. I do get a lot of the bad traits from her, but she was a single mom, raised 3 kids. I was one of them. And I understand all that now. Thanks to you, by the way.
You're welcome. Amazing.
It's amazing.
So
I just wanted to know what to expect after this, because this is all new to me.
Okay.
I'm 27 years old, so I'm, you know, becoming a man myself.
Expect nothing. I wanted to encourage you, from this point forward, live your life without any expectations at all, and the world shall be yours.
Okay.
You will have perfect peace. So I want to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, so that now you've gone and forgiven, your heart has changed from anger to love, and the love, which is the nature of God, the light of God,
yeah,
will bring you out of the thoughts, and he's going to set you free from that and just simply live your life without comparison or expectation.
That sounds good.
Just live a free life. If somebody else has buku money, you wish them well, but don't wish you had it. If someone else
right.
is poor, wish them well, but don't wish you had it. Just live your life without comparison. Live a simple life, and it would be amazing for you.
Right on. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
I will. I wish you well, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on, hold on. Over on Rumble, Pastor Chatelet said the great White Hope just released his video on life.
On life?
Yeah.
No, unless he did a second one. They said it was about abortion. and like where he stand, because unless he mean it, that's what life is. He's letting you know that his stance on abortion is turn it back over to the states and let the states handle it. Let them decide. Nice. He made other little comments soon. We'll play them tomorrow. Thank you.
Right on. Ray Nestio bought a coffee. The worst sin is that you destroyed and betrayed yourself.
Oh, he responded to the biblical question?
No.
What do you call yourself? I mean, why do you call yourself a sinner?
He's not answering that.
Oh, okay.
At least it's not apparent that he's answering that.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, the worst sin is that you destroyed and betrayed yourself for nothing. Dostoevsky.
He is responding.
That's not a response.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It might be related, but it's
thank you.
Not obviously.
Is Sean coming on your show?
I don't know.
I think he's scared.
He's scared?
I'm just so scared.
Lori bought a coffee. Thanks, Renesio, for the coffee.
Thank you.
Nice quote.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it my duty as a wife, asks Lori, to be intimate with my husband in the bedroom? My husband wants intimacy every morning. I can tell he is in his head, eyes closed, making love to the devil. I asked him if we stopped for a year, would he still want to be with me? And he said no. We've been married 23 years. Thanks.
Amazing. So she want to know if she should be have intimacy with him in the bedroom? Oh, she want to go outside.
Yeah, I was curious about how come it's...
Are you saying she should do it in the bedroom or outside?
She's really asking, should be she be doing it?
I don't know. That's between you and your husband. He may be thinking that sex is love and maybe turning you into a slut. You shouldn't let that happen. But I don't know because I don't know the details. So, but I wish you well.
Nice.
Just don't be angry so you can see the right thing to do. Really, just don't be angry. And if you have to stand up and say no or whatever, you'll do it with love instead of hate. It'll make a big difference. Thank you.
DJ bought a coffee. Jesse, have you noticed the word evil? You have to sound out the name Eve when you say it. Even more proof evil comes through the woman.
No, I hadn't noticed that. Thank you.
Shout out to Aries One for the diamond. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Oh, shout out to the top contributors on DLive, including Aries One, WD41, Henry Ford Lives, and Zealous Hermit. Thanks, guys, for all the support. And thanks, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you all so much. Let me go back to Jaime out of Minnesota. Let's try it again because he waited so long. Jaime, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
That's good. Hey, I wanted to ask about what's going on with the whites. Why are they acting the way they're acting?
I know it's out of fear, and I've been saying to the whites that they got to overcome fear so they can see and do just see the right way to stand up and say no.
Yeah.
So I think it's fear.
Could I answer the biblical question?
Why do you call yourself a sinner?
Right. I don't call myself a sinner anymore, but I know that I used to because of all the pastors and the priests and the Bible studies and the Sunday school and the Wednesday school, the music, the Christian music, all called and said, we are sinners, we are all sinners. And so I was brainwashed into thinking that way, and I never was taught to look for myself.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Jaime. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Is it ever okay to be angry?
Never.
Ever, ever?
Never,
never. Never, ever?
Never.
Interesting.
There's never. Okay. I don't care what happened, what situation come, no matter what.
But with the
there's
the point
never
with,
a reason to be angry. Never.
The point with the whites is we got brainwashed into the black thing, except the white thing, part of the black thing, you know, that we were racist and that we were this and that, and they lied to us. They showed us evil, called it racism, and said that we were all that way. And then the dummies that fell for it taught their kids.
Amazing.
And reinforced it.
Amazing. Thank you, Jaime. I appreciate it, but I got to run. And Thank you. You hear the music, right?
And I don't hear the music, but
you don't hear the music.
We're getting out of it, though.
Right on. Nice. Do you hear the music?
Okay. I do now.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Call me again.
Bye bye.
Bye now. I am so out of time, Lord have mercy. I tried to get to as many calls as possible. Call me back tomorrow, Country Western Tuesday. Hate Report is coming up now. It could be interesting if my producer is on Hate Report talking about Flat Earth and the fact that the eclipse is going to happen up and down the Flat Earth. And he's going to try to show you that it's going around the Flat Earth. That's going to be interesting. I'm going to stay up for that one. I got to see it. Hate Report is coming up now. And then doing Friday TV after the hate. And then the American Anchor Baby. I am out of time. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. I can't help you. Only God can help you. No human being, no money, no people, places, or thing can save you from your hell. Forgive. Forgive your mama and your daddy. But especially your mama, because most people don't know they hate their mama. They're angry at their mother. Anger is hate. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And you shall be free. Without a doubt. Thank you all. Thank you for your support. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I got to tape some brand new episodes of The Fallen State today.
What the?
And I feel like I'm losing my voice from all the talking over the weekend. What the? Oh, Brian. Sorry, Brian. And then Rick out of Virginia and the other call. I'm out of time. Hate Report coming up now. Bye. Amazing!
Amazing.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.